And I watched this, you know, and Chris Wallace came back at him because he didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
And he never answered the question.
Oh, I have a follow-up, too. I recorded every damn bit of
it. He never answered the question.
He never did. None of it.
Nope.
As close as
he came, you know, in terms of, you know, offering proof is, I've been to the border and I know people who say.
Yeah.
In other words, there was no offer of evidence or proof or anything in terms of Chris Wallace's question.
And the thing is, okay, my first point with this is nobody would be talking about this if I hadn't brought it. Are you fucking out of your mind? The GOP. The GOP has immigration on the brain, and it's always
all they got
illegals,
left.
Illegals, right. Illegals.
How many years since "Build the Dang Fence" was uttered by, you know, John McCain in his reelection campaign?
Well, and Tom,
next time it's going to be a freaking. We're going to build a gigantic crater across. I mean,
the electric fence with alligators that Herman Cain wanted?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
You know, this has been going on forever, you know, and Tom, you know, even so much that, you know, the illegal immigrant thing, you know, it was years ago where, like, on the left, no, people aren't illegal. They're undocumented. They're undocumented immigrants is what they are. That's what we prefer to call them, you know, but, you know, so Donald Trump did not fucking invent this.
No, and no one ever comes close to the question of demand when it comes to narcotics from the U.S. side.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, there would be no illegal drug trade were it not for the voracious demand on the U.S. side for narcotics.
And demand when it comes to labor, too. If there wasn't
the
hope and the possibility of even minimal, you know, minimal wage labor opportunities made by, you know, unscrupulous employers who just want undocumented workers in order to shave a few bucks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be nearly as bad.
Absolutely. So,
but we've become such a service society where we have people basically wiping our asses now,
raising our kids.
It's ridiculous.
Doing our gardening.
Well, I'm not going to let the cat
do you
it.
Does anybody ever see a kid out mowing their fucking lawn? No.
Yes. It's I do here. So.
Guy. Well,
my
with
neighbor's
service.
Kids mow their lawn.
Nobody here does. No. The kids fiddle dee dee. Dad, are you kidding me? They don't even own a lawnmower. You know?
Yeah. No, their teenage girl would mow anybody's lawn. She's like a mowing.
I remember being nine and mowing.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, let's get to part two, where Trump totally evades the question. And Pete, you were totally right, because the name of this clip is Trump Evades Immigration Question. So, listen to this. Wallace with a follow-up and Trump with the evasion.
What evidence do you have, specific evidence, that the Mexican government is sending criminals across the border? 30 seconds.
Border Patrol, I was at the border last week. Border Patrol people that I deal with, that I talk to, they say this is what's happening.
Who?
Because our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid. And the Mexican government is much smarter, much sharper, much more cunning. And they send the bad ones over because they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to take care of them. Why should they when the stupid leaders of the United States will do it for them? And that's what's happening, whether you like it or not.
It's your stupid mind. Stupid, stupid. Jesus.
That is just the butt ignorant answer of the century.
People I talk to, people I deal with, there are some that have said,
wheeling and dealing with border guards? He deals with them.
Oh, I deal with them tremendously. Yes. Tremendously. Yes. And it's very good. It's great.
Yeah. Jesus. And the Hispanics love me.
Yeah, and you know what I heard him say today? I didn't have a chance to record any of the responses, but he said on one of the, I think a Morning Joe or something today, he said, you know, when I got off stage, everyone from the debate came up to me and they said, that question was so unfair.
They all came up to me and they said, "Oh yeah, I'm sure Rand Paul was right there saying, oh, that was so unfair, man." You know, I'm sure Chris Christie was there, you know, wobbling his L's, saying, you know, he couldn't believe it. But really insane. Let's see. We have time for a few more. Here's another one from, yeah, this is the one clip from Kasich. I just wanted to vomit. Of course, Kasich. Here's Kasich buttering Donald Trump's sticky bun. Here you go.
Governor Kasich, I know you don't like to talk about Donald Trump, but I do want to ask you about the merit of what he just said. When you say that the American government is stupid, that the Mexican government is sending criminals, that we're being bamboozled, is that an adequate response to the question of illegal immigration?
Chris, first of all, I was just saying to Chris Christie, they say we're outspoken. We need to take lessons from Donald Trump if we're really going to learn it. Hey, here's the thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's hitting a nerve in this country. He is. He's hitting a nerve. People are frustrated. They're fed up. They don't think the government is working for them. And for people that want to just tune them out, they're making a mistake. Now, he's got his solutions. Some of us have other solutions. You know, look, I balanced the federal budget as one of the chief architects when I was in Washington. Hadn't been done since. I was a military reformer. I took the state of Ohio from an $8 billion hole and a 350,000 job loss to a $2 billion surplus and a gain of 350,000 jobs.
Respectfully, can we talk about illegal immigration?
But the point is that we all have solutions. Mr. Trump is touching a nerve because people want the wall to be built. They want to see an end to illegal immigration. They want to see it, and we all do, but we all have different ways of getting there, and you're going to hear from all of us tonight about what our ideas are.
All right. There you go. Seriously, you know, Kasich did so well, but for him to smooch up to Trump like that was disgusting.
Yeah, really.
That was disgusting. You know,
I'm smelling a little bit of VP envy.
Yeah, and
I think he was throwing a little meat to the animals so that he could get through the rest of his statement. But you know, I could be wrong on that.
Well, you know,
I mean, you know, to say anything about you know that I mean, you know, to imply anything other than Donald Trump has touched a nerve with the radical Republican base would be naive. Mm-hmm. And to just say it out loud is to acknowledge, you know, the conventional wisdom of the crazy people. So he acknowledged that, and then he went on from there. And I don't think his response was terribly unreasonable. I really don't.
Well, but the whole thing within
a Republican context.
But Deb, go ahead. You were going to say something too. Deba.
I was just quoting Francie. She said, "May I slap Trump's wig?"
Yeah.
Of course. And by the way, Chris Christie has one large buttock. He does not have two.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And he doesn't really look that cool in a baseball outfit.
He has a handsome camel
just
toe.
Just putting it out there.
He has a handsome camel toe. I'll give him that. He can sport a camel toe He can sport a camel toe like no governor I've ever seen in tight-fitting white pants.
He poops through a sphincter near his neck.
And here's the thing. Okay, Tom, you remember the church scene in Blazing Saddles?
Mm-hmm.
Where Howard Johnson's right, you know, that kind of thing. What that statement Kasich made there kind of set it off. He was like, you know, giving credit to Donald Trump, but then Rubio has a response, and he's like, John Kasich's right.
About Howard Johnson being right, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a way of avoiding mentioning Trump. But, you know, saying, well, you know, well, Donald Trump, he lit a fire under a bunch of bigots' assholes, and now, you know, he's good, doing good. Get her done. You know?
I'm figuring their logic was to, you know, hand him a marshmallow and keep him chewing on that while they get their talking points out.
Yeah, really. So yeah. So this is the Blazing Saddles Howard Johnson is right moment here from Rubio. But then Rubio kind of spins it around to make it an underhanded little remark towards Trump.
Senator Rubio, let me see if I can do better with you.
Yeah.
Is it as simple as our leaders are stupid, their leaders are smart, and all of these illegals coming over are criminals?
Well, let me set the record straight on a couple things. The first is the evidence is now clear that the majority of people coming across the border are not from Mexico. They're coming from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. Those countries are the source of the people that are now coming in its majority. I also believe we need a fence. The problem is if El Chapo builds a tunnel under the fence, we have to be able to deal with that too.
Ooh.
And that's why you need an e-verify system and you need an entry-exit tracking system and all sorts of other things to prevent illegal immigration. But I agree with what Governor Kasich just said. People are frustrated. This is the most generous country in the world when it comes to immigration. There are 1 million people a year who legally immigrate to the United States. And people feel like we're being taken advantage of. We feel like despite our generosity, we are being taken advantage of. And let me tell you who never gets talked about in these debates. The people that call my office,
oh,
who have been
no.
waiting for 15 years to come to the United States. And they paid their fees, and they hired a lawyer, and they can't get in. And they're wondering, maybe they should come illegally. And so these are important issues, and we should address it. It's a serious problem that needs to be addressed. And otherwise, we're going to keep talking about this for the next 30 years like we have for the last 30 years.
Oh, but wait, I thought Donald Trump said that he was the first person to talk about it. Oh, and then he brought up El Chapo in the tunnel, and El Chapo sent the tweet out that he was coming for Donald Trump. But Governor Kasich's right. I'm kind of proud of myself that I caught that. That it was kind of this, you know, I know you don't like talking about Trump, but mention Trump. And then, you know, the Rubio says, yeah, I love that's just a beautiful thing.
I think Rubio handled himself well.
I think so, too.
I thought he had his facts straight.
But you didn't see the end. You didn't see the end when he said Democrats were godless. That was terrible.